Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Dale Young, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch Podcast and Blog Talk Radio Show. Today is Monday, Labor Day, September 3rd, 2018. And we have a full house. I apologize. Recently, I haven't been doing that many podcasts or Blog Talk Radio shows. So we have a lot to cover. Information, what's going on. We have a special Labor Day prayer, and we'll conclude our show like always, well, at least most of the time, with a rosary. It's important to say the rosary. And so let's just get started with information that's going on. As you know, I'm also involved with the Area Anchor Cancer Foundation, and it's like a stopgap to families whose children have cancer, and we help pay their bills. And we're doing, for the community, a health fair in Davie, Florida. It's in the Signature Grand Hotel off of 84 in Davie, Florida. So it's all welcome. It's going to be Saturday, September 15th from 10 to 2 p.m. It will be a blood drive also there. Davie Fire Truck is supposed to come sometime during the day, and just the kids could come take a look at that. We have a bounce house, and we have games for the children, a bunch of booths, a lot of information from Broward County to how to get free swimming lessons for yourself or your children, and a lot of great stuff is going to be there that day. So you're all invited, and it's absolutely free to attend, so that's important. And also coming up, we're going to be doing the Legion of Mary, or anyone is actually invited. You don't have to be Legion of Mary. It's in a series of the Do-It-Yourself Retreats by Father Michael Gailey. And this series is a book, and it's a Do-It-Yourself Retreat. You could order it on via Amazon with tax. It's $14.50. Or you could go directly to the Marian website. And I believe it's $15, and I don't know if they charge sales tax. And we're going to be starting this retreat on Friday, September 21st at 7 p.m. at one of our local parishioners of St. David's. And if anyone's interested, they could contact me at my email. It's wryoung12@yahoo.com. Or if you in this information by Twitter, it's at Prayer and Lunch, or there's many ways of getting in contact with me if you're interested in coming to this do-it-yourself retreat. So that's coming up September 21st. Also in the future, as you know, these books were written by Father Michael Gailey, and we're very fortunate that he's coming down to South Florida area. And that's going to be next September, I believe, 8th and 9th, and weekend. So Friday night, he'll be there, and all day Saturday. So I believe the covered costs of the light refreshments and lunch and everything is $49. So it's a great, great thing to do and to listen to him live in person. So as you know, different things, and that happens to really all of us. An event may happen in your life, but you're not quite sure really what it means. So, you know, you're asking God, please, you know, help me what it means. And so back in June 8th and 9th and 10th, they had the third International Congress in honor of the hearts of Jesus and Mary. And they had different artifacts, and they had the heart of St. Father Pio Pio. And I think I told the story that you could get this little cloth where it had the picture. It was almost like a handkerchief, a picture of St. Father Pio. And then you could put it on we waited online, and it was some good 5,000 people there. So, It was it was a good experience. And then waiting online, and I put, and I kind of told this story before, but what I'm going now to tell you about is what I think the meaning is. My hand felt this warmth heat from this when I was taking it off. And this also happened to be the feast day of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And as I said, there were some 5,000 people there. And it's funny, I was reading one of the Bible verses where they're talking about the breaking of the bread, and they didn't know they had enough food. And they said in the Bible itself, there were 5,000 men. So we had over 5,000 men and women and some children. So anyway, I touched this cloth during that, and that felt this warmth, heat, and a few other individuals also felt that. So I want to know, well, does this mean, because we were told that some people, when they touch it, that it could be a healing cloth, it could be a belt of healing, that was a possibility. So I was wondering, does it heal? Or what was the purpose of this cloth? And I think I told you at the time, I'm going to give you that quote in the Bible, where at the same time it came to my mind was the Bible verse where Jesus was in a crowd of people. And they were all kind of milling around. And this woman touched the back of Jesus' cloak. And she was kind of shaking and scared, and Jesus lost his power for a moment, and he said to the crowd, or to his apostles, who touched me, and to the crowd too. And the apostles were saying, oh, it's been, a big crowd, people just moving around, anyway. But then this woman, who was kind of shaking and nervous, admitted that, yes, Lord, I'm the one who touched you. And she had, if you know the story, she's the one who had hemorrhaging problems 12 years. That's a long time. She went to many doctors at that time, and they could not help her at all. But she was cured. And Jesus said it was your faith that cured you. So I want to read the exact, in the Bible, the exact, over here. It was in Mark 5:21-43. And it states here, there was a woman afflicted with hemorrhage for 12 years. She was suffering greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, and only God grew worse. She heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, if I touched his clothes, I shall be cured. So it's like this cloth. Immediately her flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed by the affliction. Jesus, aware at once the power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, who's touched my clothes? But it was his disciples said to Jesus, you see how the crowd is pressing on you, and yet you ask, who touched me? He looked around to see who done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, now this is the most important part, daughter, I saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction. Now, what was the most important part of this? And we kind of agreed before, it said, your faith has saved you. So it wasn't that she touched his clothes, but it was her faith. So maybe, this maybe, you know, this little cloth that I felt this heat from, it was to get an attention of me, which it did, of course. But then it added in my mind this Bible verse. So it's more important touching the cloth? No. Having the faith? Yes. And I was talking about this in one of our meetings. And this woman stated she wanted to buy the cloth from me. And of course, I said, no, we cannot, you know, we cannot sell something that's, in this respect, some kind of religious item. And, but she should understand that it was not the cloth that cured her. And this cloth may never cure anyone. Only God knows that. But the most important ingredient that you have to have is the faith. And you may not even need a cloth. It's more important about your faith, and of course it's always, it's the will of God. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention, because, you know, anytime I get a little insight to what something may have happened to me, I like to explain it more in detail. So I hope that kind of explains it. You know, we don't know 100%, but hopefully that kind of clears that up. And so today, as I said, is Labor Day, so I hope everyone's off so you can listen to my podcast. But more important than that, later on we'll be doing a rosary. So I hope, and this is in South Florida anyway, we have this tropical depression, so it's a lot of rain, so not going out to picnics or beaches today. So you can pray the rosary with me if you haven't already. Or if you'd like to pray another rosary today, it's always good to pray. And something I just saw on YouTube was by Father Don, and he wrote a book on the rosary and what could that mean for you, and how important it is to pray that rosary, and even talked about the Legion in Mary. And it was a video in the Francis University, and that's where you have Dr. Scott Hahn is a professor there. That'd be great, taking a class with Dr. Scott Hahn. And Dr. Scott Hahn, who converted from being Protestant to a Catholic, Father Don was also a Protestant that converted into a Catholic, and he had a troubled life, and you can read his story. And so it's so important to do the rosary today, and pray the rosary as a family. That is extremely important. So I hope that everyone out there who listens to this podcast or Block Talk Radio show is part of my family. So we'll be praying the rosary together, I hope, and God will see us as a family. And but before we start the rosary, I did promise a prayer for Labor Day. And it's a very short prayer. We'll pray that. The prayer for Labor Day. Lord, on this Labor Day, we thank you for the blessing and work. We ask for your strength complete each day. We ask for the rest when we are weary. We ask for your guidance for everyone seeking employment. We ask that you will be with those whose faces we might never see, but who work tirelessly each day for the good of us all. Amen. So that's a beautiful prayer on this Labor Day. And so for those who would like to stay and listen to my rosary, and pray your rosary. If you'd like, please get up your rosary now if you don't have it by you. And sorry, I can't hand out to you extra rosaries since according to this in my house. But anyway, So today, so let you know, is the joyful mystery. And we're going to be using, starting off with the book of Legion of Mary with the opening prayer. So in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, O Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindling in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, O Lord, they shall be created, and you shall renew the faith of the earth. Let us pray. God our Father, pour out the gifts of the Holy Spirit on the world. You sent your Spirit, your church, to begin teaching of the gospel. Now let your Spirit continue to work in the world through the hearts of all who believe. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. You, O Lord, will open my lips, and my tongue shall announce your praise. Incline unto my aid, O God. O Lord, make haste to help me. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And so, the first three Hail Marys. The first Hail Mary is for peace. Peace for the world. Peace, internal peace, for all of those who listen to this podcast. And those who may not. For peace for everyone. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The second Hail Mary is for love. Love of thy neighbor, of thy enemy. Love of your family. Love of the friends, all of our neighbors. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sins, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Third Hail Mary is for hope. Hope for our personal needs. For me, my son, prodigal son. May he come back to our Lord, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead our souls to heaven, especially those who most need of your mercy. Today we're doing the joyful mysteries. The first joyful mystery, the Annunciation. And when the angel had come to her, he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Fruit of the mystery, humility. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. The second joyful mystery, the visitation. Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is your fruit of your womb. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead our souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. The third joyful mystery before us, our praying that we ask today is also, to mention, is the feast day of St. Gregory the Great. I do go in plantation, I go to the church, and also go to confessions. And funny story, priest got a little late because we had too many people with confessions, so I apologize, Father God. So the third joyful mystery is the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling cloth and laid him in the manger because there was no room for him in the inn. Through the mystery of poverty and spirit, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead our souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. The fourth joyful mystery, the presentation. When the day was completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male who opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord. through the mystery, obedience. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead our souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. The fifth joyful mystery, finding the child Jesus in the temple. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers and listening to them and asking them the questions. Through the mystery, the joy in finding Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead our souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. Hail, Holy Queen, our mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you we do cry, poor banished children of Eve. To we do send us by side, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn this most gracious advocate, thin eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb. O Jesus, O Clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life and death and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal salvation, and grant us that we beseech you that by meditating upon these mysteries in the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. Through that same Christ, our Lord. Amen. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. St. Joseph, pray for us. St. John the Evangelist, pray for us. St. Louis Marie de Montfort, pray for us. St. Gregory the Great, pray for us. St. Faustina, pray for us. St. John Paul II, pray for us. St. Louis Marie de Montfort, pray for us. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, pray for us. St. Teresa the Little Flower, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, before we conclude the prayers, we will do the Legion's Cantina. But also, I have to say, and again, it was my apologies, I mentioned it's part of the rosary. Yes, it is also, today is the feast day of St. Gregory the Great. And that's the church where I usually attend. I can't go to the morning masses. I go to their Sunday masses at 6 or Spanish. If I don't make the 6, 7:30 Spanish on Sunday. And they also have, they set the bar high there at St. Gregory's. The first Saturdays, they have it all in one. They have on the first Saturday of the month, they have confession, they have a mass, they even have the meditations, and of course they have a rosary. So it is it's a one-stop shop, as I call it. So if any of you out there, consider doing the first 5 Saturdays, then I would suggest St. Gregory's in Plantation, Florida. And my son's name is also Gregory, so I hope he'll get something from St. Gregory the Great, and he'll do great things, but not earthly great things, which he is doing like earthly, but spiritually, may he come back to our Lord in be my prodigal son. And out there, if anyone wants to help me, I could use all the help I could get. Producer, anybody, writer, new material, anything that to. And please make comments. I don't have any comments for months, so I don't know if you guys are listening or just you're immune to it. I don't know what. And so let's do Cantina by Jesus. And by the way, Father Don, in his YouTube video, let me see if I can find it. Well, let's see. We should be a little bit more organized. Because I was watching the two big videos, but the one of them, it was really, they were both great, of course. And while I'm looking for that, I just have to tell you and remind you this Wednesday is the feast day of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. So we'll do a special rosary for her and pray for her with us, that she could help us. And I showed you pictures before online, and I was fortunate and blessed enough to be there for her canonization mass. And what I saw in the sky, it amazed me. I did take some pictures. I think summer kind of comes out, what cloud formation, you always kind of question. But some of it, and it occurred to me what it was. Well, the one, the most ominous one was a cross, but it wasn't your normal cross. It was like a tree type of cross. And of course, that's our Lord Jesus Christ. And then above him, this giant cloud that definitely had to be an archangel. And I'm thinking it's St. Michael's archangel. Well, could be. But then in the background, the most interesting thing, and it kind of occurred to me, it was a long line of clouds. But at the bottom of the clouds, it was like a little attachment, a little and little circles. So it could be the little souls. So, and so let's do this final Cantina Lisan prayer. Who is she that comes forth in the morning, arising the fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible, tremble as an army set in battle. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. He looks for his servant, and knowing his hands can be called blessed. The Almighty works marvels in me. Holy is his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm and strength and scatters the poor-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises them lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy. The mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to God. The Son and the Holy Spirit that was in the beginning is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Who is he that he comes forth the morning and raising fire the moon, bright as the sun, trembling as an army set in battle array? O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us our resources to you. Let us pray, O Lord Jesus Christ, our mediator with the Father, so to appoint the most blessed Virgin Mary, your mother, to be the mother also in our matrix with you. Mercifully grant that whoever comes to you seeking favor may rejoice to receive all of them through her. Amen. God bless you all. And I hope you come and listen to me this Wednesday, which would be the feast day of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. God bless you all, and have a great day.